Wartime Kitchen. I think of Yanis Ritsos's women marching to the kitchen at the first sound of war. I think of the bulk of Grandma in Jersey City, a bulk I could never duplicate, as I pad across the floor to grind the sweet basil grown last season, to brush the cat, to chop garlic for salad dressing. Deliberately quiet tasks. Though I could start throwing pots and pans around like my mother, I can tell you, make such a ruckus you would wonder who had gone insane. And it's the world in the photos I will not bring home, in the leering, sneering posture of an imposter president put in charge by corporate fists. I could show you how weeping has worn a hole in my heart as deep as the slippers she thrust her feet in cold Polish mornings. I've become that babushka woman, witnessing carnage. All wisecracks are out of place. No jokes for broken children or screaming mothers. Dead soldiers are children themselves. No jokes for the children, everybody's children. I do not forgive their slaughter. The oil, the arms, the gold piled high as this house cannot buy their laughter, cannot bury their shrieks in the night. I accuse the old white men drowned in greed of their murder. I will bang every pot and pan I own for a world free from their hands.